I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual, sort of a wild card night on ET Yoga. We're going to be jumping around to lots of topics. Primarily, you're going to focus on the news that nanobot technology will be introduced into the food chain. We're also getting into some Earth history via Alex Collier information and the Andromedans. We'll also be talking about some interesting coincidences regarding the crashing of UFOs on the planet. And also, there'll be an ET Yoga spin on the current news being spread about the meeting on Ganymede and one of the moons of Jupiter regarding some high mucky mucks in the universe. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari
Hari Om. Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om 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 Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, and certainly want to invite listeners to contact me concerning any questions that you may have concerning material presented on this program. And you can always do that by contacting me at at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And I also much appreciate your emailing me concerning content that you would like to hear about. And as well, nothing makes my day more than hearing about successes that you have utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. On preparing for tonight's show, a number of topics caught my eye, and I guess before I get into those, I should give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is, and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts, and I have done so for years now, related to the idea of distancing yourself as much as humanly possible from mainstream medical, big pharma, and technology to the best of your ability, given your own personal circumstance. And I guess this can also be passed on to mainstream media as well. And I guess we'll be getting into maybe some more about the whole concept of censorship later in the program. However, one of the things I ran across this week, which I thought I really thought was very interesting to share with the ET Yoga audience, and it probably is a guide soon to reflecting on a lot of the information I'll be presenting this evening, is that when a person or a being having a consciousness or observer awareness and has a specific thought or thought dynamic, this will be the result of a harmonic frequency dynamic process. When enough attention or energy is given to that specific thought process, the resulting frequency of that person will automatically match the frequency of the perceived object or situation it is thinking of. This is called the law of mirrors, and it governs this universe. In other words, when you match that frequency, you become that frequency. Thought is the object, and thought is the situation or situations. There is no difference. There's no external world to you, as it is you who has it all in your mind. You are making it all, both collectively and individually, and you call it the law of attraction. I thought that was quite a lot of information, considering it's only a couple of paragraphs, and a nice guidestone to be thinking about when you're putting your attention to a specific subject. And the subject that caught my eye the most, which I actually gave a brief mention about in the previous ET Yoga podcast, was information from Celeste Solum. That's S-O-L-U-M, Celeste. And it relates to the concept of inserting nanotechnology into our food supply. Actually, the entire food supply. And the main bullet points are integration of nanomaterials into the entire food supply, installation of AI nanomaterials for agro-food inspection, hybrid probes installed into foods that insert platforms into your body, and injection of nanobodies into your food. Now, some of this information gets rather technical, but I'm mentioning it because some of these procedures are going to start appearing in your local food store before too long. And according to Celeste, the World Economic Forum informed us that our food supply was going to be disrupted beginning last year. Agro-food safety inspection is going high-tech with the newly constructed hybrid micro-nano entities. And these nano entities are not only going into the food supply, but also pharmaceutical products. And according to her, the definition of entities is something that exists as a particular and distinct unit. Second, the fact of existence or being. And three, the existence of something considered apart from its properties, i.e., smart dust sprayed on the food with the capacity to receive and send information. And this is exactly what they're planning to do, is spraying with smart dust the food that we're going to be going to the stores to purchase. In relation to that, according to one of the biggest corporations on the planet, which is BlackRock, the next 100 billionaires will be involved in biosensors, because this is part of the food safety inspection process and processes. And I might add that in the late Dolores Cannon has many HT the healing hypnosis treatment that she discovered. Many of their practitioners have noticed from their clients that in the near future, a lot of people are going to be very distrustful of the food supply and what they're buying at their regular supermarkets. And there'll be a big wave of people that'll be more involved with growing their own food or buying or trading from those that are growing their own without the insertion of nanos in their in the food chain. And some entity names that you're going to see soon at your food grocery store, at your local food store, fulfilling the World Economic Forum's promise to entirely disrupt the global food supply. And some of this is a little bit technical, as I said, but I think it's worth giving this information because, and you can also access the archives to ET Yoga and go over this information at your leisure so that you could make notes, because it's quite a lot of specific information. And by the way, I noticed last week when I couldn't get into my own website at etyoga.com, which on the main page there is a button called Radio Archives. You just hit that one button, you go to the archives. I found them. I can also go to the archives quite simply by going to just BBS Radio ET Yoga. And on the radio show description, if you scroll down a ways, you actually come to a place where you can access the archives. So there's another easy way to do that. And one of these things that you're going to find is called molecular imprinting polymers integrated with quantum dots. And it's called MSP and QDs. These are advanced tools for cell imaging and are of great interest for the detection, localization, and quantification of molecular biomarkers for infection. It is a novel photopolymerization method to coat quantum dots with polymer shells by using visible light emitted from what they call QDs to install a surveillance platform into food and your body. And that's called MIB at VCNPs. And the UCNP are luminescent nanoparticles that are doped with dyed silica. Your Earth lens and fluorescent QDs providing an amazing array suite for food as it goes through the entire cycle from folk to food to body. For sensing and imaging in analytical chemistry, bioanalytical chemistry, and environmental science. And I appreciate that I've never heard of any of these things because naturally I'm not in that field. And upconversion luminescent new particles combined with metal organic frameworks, and these are called UCNPs and MOEs. Metal organic frameworks are a class of porous materials prepared by the self-assembly of metal ions or clusters with organic ligands, and they are tunable or controllable, meaning they have the power to regulate things such as dispensing of nutrition of food products to comply with international mandates. These metal ions form nodes that yoke together repeating cage-like structures, creating a fusion of biological life with machine. Also, magnetic metal organic frameworks, so magnetic, so they're MOEs and Fe3O4. And these nano-sized metal organic frameworks forming the foundation for magnetic core shield nanoparticles has been designed for targeted drug delivery engineered from a toxin released from cyanobacteria, which is blue-green algae. Also, there's going to be magnetic covalent organic frameworks, so that's Fe3O4 and COFs, technically the name that would be appearing on this process, with core shell structures, were fabricated at room temperature and used as an absorbent for magnetic extraction of polar endocrine disrupting pineals and for sensing food in the human and animal body. The synthesis process is a temperature-controlled, reversible reaction that precisely controls the geometry, function, and stereo orientation of food products. Quantodot doped covalent organic frameworks is another one. Molecularly imprinted network And these were developed for the detection of nystatin, or what's called NRT, related insecticides in tap water. Nystatin is a poison produced by organisms belonging to the tetradoriforms order, which includes the pufferfish, ocean sunfish, and porcupine fish. Once these systems are integrated into the food supply, various imaging tools can be used to surveil the food supply and your consumption of food. This will translate into higher food prices to cover implementation of these food safety systems. The bottom line is that expensive surveillance platforms are being integrated into the food supply, thereby causing food prices to skyrocket, while you access and your access to food will plummet. Not to mention all the nano that's going to end up in your body. So this is a lot of technical information from Celeste Salome, and I expect that you can find that information as well by doing some Google searching. But clearly, this is a huge problem, and it seems like every so often we're faced with these landmines to navigate. I'd like to now shift gears a little bit here and get into some regressive hypnosis. And through regressive hypnosis, the lost legend of the history of mankind has been retrieved from the recesses of time. And the question being is, did the American Indians descend from the inhabitants of an alien spacecraft that crashed in the Alaska-Canada region thousands of years ago? Keepers of the garden told the story of the original seeding of planet Earth by aliens from outer space. And there's a book out that I've never heard of before. It's called Star Crash. And it indicates that aliens continue to come to Earth, some intentionally and some by accident, throughout our history, in order to adjust to harsh conditions, they were forced to interbreed with the local Aborigines. And this was the only way to ensure the survival of their race. Now, does their blood flow in the veins of certain American Indian tribes? Well, Dolores Cannon, hypnotist and psychic investigator, the late Dolores Cannon, I might add, she researched this unique case of past life regressions in her book, Star Crash. And I thought that was rather fascinating because I've always heard that the Dakota, Lakota, and particularly Cherokee Indians were descendants of the Pleiadians. And also related to the aliens crashing, and this crash apparently on the Alaska-Canada region. I was listening to an interview of Sean David Morton on Project Camelot by Kerry Cassidy, and he mentioned that first initial contact, apparently, with, as the story goes, and it's even a biblical, about the 200 or so Anunnaki that were connected to Enoch, that this happened near Mount Hebron. And if you draw a straight line from Mount Hebron to the opposite side of the globe, where you end up at is Roswell. And interestingly enough, and he gives information about Roswell and said that actually there were three craft that were crashed. One of them actually went into some kind of a time warp and appeared 10 years later, and the other two discs crashed, and that there were survivors to that crash. That information was also confirmed by Bashar, by the way, that there was at least one survivor from that crash. And I might also add that the Cherokee legends teach that Native Americans originated long ago in the Pleiades and assert that indigenous people are on Earth as starseeds with the mission of bringing light and knowledge. And the Navajo call the Pleiadian star cluster the Sparkling Suns. And the Iroquois petition the constellation for happiness. And the Lakota and Dakota people say their ancestors are from the Pleiades. So it's kind of all kind of tied together. And the other thing I came across this week I didn't know about is I've heard of the famous Native American called Crazy Horse. But I wasn't aware about all the prophecies that apparently he's given, and that pretty much all of them have come true. And his last prophecy is about a huge light flash in the sky, and afterwards all is well. And we'll be talking a little bit more about solar flashes as we progress here in the program. And I'd like to also share some Earth history from Alex Collier, as he's an Andromedan contactee. And he talks about that biospheres are what basically the extraterrestrials developed to explore different regions in space, because it's, I guess, the modern-day version would be like taking your mobile home around the country. You're taking your home with you. And these biospheres are also synonymous with the term Eden. So the first Eden on Earth apparently was Alpha Draconian, and that would be way before the Anunnaki or those from Nibiru came. In fact, according to Andromedan teachings, 763,000 years ago, there was another Eden in from those from Ursa Major in China. There was an, also around that time, there was one from the Orion in Chile. And the Capilan also had one in Guinea, and about 701,000 years ago, the Lyrans also had an Eden in Nigeria, and that the about 604,000 years ago, the Cassiopeians also had one in Algeria. The actually the previous one with in 701,000 the Lyrans were in Libya and Niger, and the Niberians, which were Anunnaki, according to the Andromedans, were here 585,135 BC, and their Eden was in Cairo, Egypt, and they date Lemuria to approximately 71,000 years ago, and it was a composite of Edens from the Lyrans, Sirius A, the Pleiades, Ursa Minor, Leo, and Nibiru. And about 57,000 years ago, they talk about Atlantis, which comprised of Pleiadians, Aldebarans, Lyrans, Niburians, those from Antares, Hyades, and Sagittarius, as well as Andromedans. According to their history, about 31,000 BC, Lemuria was destroyed. In about 27,000 BC, two of the major land masses of Atlantis were destroyed. In according to them, in 329 BC, Alexander the Great had five encounters with extraterrestrials that helped lead him into many of his victories. Then in 1479, there was, I guess, more Niberian contacts from the contacted the royal families, as well as in 1051, there was Niberians also contacted those in Italy and Rome. And 1561, the Aldebaranians contacted the Habsburgs near Nuremberg. And interestingly enough, they also contacted the Habsburgs again in 1697. And according to the Andromedans in 325 AD, the Constantine had his first contacts with Alfred Aconians. And of course, that was the formation of the most of the what we now call Christianity. Interesting timelines given by Alex Collier. I'd like to now, I guess, address this issue concerning the reported meeting on Ganymede, one of the moons of Jupiter, which I guess through Dr. Sala and Elena Danan, and I'm sorry, but I didn't hear their program when they appeared on As You Wish, apparently last week or the week before. But I have a lot of personal questions and issues concerning the way this material has been presented that I can find on the internet. I've been watching a lot of Alex Collier interviews and programs, and follow him quite closely over the years. Consider him a really great guy and a very fascinating story. And of course, he's been out there for years and years, sharing his information. And some of the things that I'm picking up from this report that I'm seeing about this meeting, supposed meeting anyway, are a lot of red flags come up for me. It almost smacks more of disinformation than anything truthful. And I just want to share with the ET Yoga listening audience what my concerns are. First off, according to material by a person called Val Nack, V-A-L-N-A-K, who he is, I have no idea. Information that Elena Danan, that's D-A-N-A-A-N, is getting from her contact called Thor Hahn, who apparently is a Pleiadian. And they're also basically using Alex Collier's name as a confirmation of this meeting that apparently took place on Ganymede of the Intergalactic Council, and even influences from a group called the Nine, which are like pretty much gods of the universe. And as well as that elements from Space Force and some even people from the Earth that are in, Jeff Bezos were invited to this meeting, and there's implications as well as Elon Musk and people like that. And according to this information, Valnek is effectively saying in updated articles that I've read about this meeting that that there's not going to be a split or separation of humanity into different groups that proceed to multiple worlds. And that this in effect means that a planetary harvest does not occur and most of humanity moves forward on a positive timeline. Well, I don't know. I don't see anything new here. Most of humanity? What about the rest of it? Doesn't say about what happens there. And we're already on a positive timeline, despite the chaos that's currently occurring. And so I have some questions concerning, just who these people are. Has anybody verified that this Thorhan is actually a Pleiadian? And who this Valnek is. And I'm sorry to say, but what are we to conclude regarding the results of this amazing meeting? What are we supposed to do? We're just supposed to sit back and do nothing? And, we're going to be moving into a new timeline. They're going to dump some new technology on us. Well, we already know that there's going to be some beds appearing soon enough for technology and maybe some zero point energy, but it looks to me like this is written by somebody that does fact check, or the whole process, how they to twist the truth around. The truth is there is an ascension happening. Did the Earth just cancel its ascension? We don't have the possibility of moving to the 5D. Well, I'm not buying that, and I'm not buying one person's opinion, that's for sure. And in fact, in another video of Elena Danan, she was specifically asked if the solar flash was coming soon. And she said it was part of a negative psyop on the spiritual community to keep people stagnant and had really no basis in truth. Well, I'll just call BS on that because I know that Dolores Cannon's QHHT practitioners, and that's quantum hypnosis healing technique, multiple practitioners in taking notes from their clients. And during this process, by the way, they contact the higher self of these clients, and these are individual people, and multiple of them are reporting about the solar flash and their actions before, during, and after the flash. And to me, this isn't... this isn't some negative psyop. This is legitimate information from legitimate people. And I don't know. This kind of smacks to me of the stuff I've been hearing for 10 years now about how they're going to release the Nisara funds and Ashtar Command. And as far as I'm concerned, all this horse hockey stuff that is... permeating, I admit, through the spiritual communities, but none of this stuff concurs with the information that I've been watching Alex Collier say. Alex Collier, in fact, I saw a show where he and it's called Stories Out of This World, and it was a combination of Alex and Danan, and they were presented as the, you know, Earth contactees. But Alex is basically saying that this is the last play. This is the end game for the dark side, this genocide of humanity. And just keep a few people around that can be easily controlled. And Alex is pointing out clearly that he thinks we're kind of like burning daylight right now, waiting for someone to save us, and that we really can't afford to be waiting too long, because that's what the dark side wants. And to me, this information from this supposed meeting, that when they're quoting Alex Collier, Alex Collier has said he's aware of that there are there's activity on Ganymede, and there's lots of facilities there. But he's never mentioned that I'm aware of publicly about any meeting going on. Nor has Annika, a Pleiadian who's in orbit around Earth as we speak, with Swaru. And they just did an analysis of the contents of the jabs. And by the way, this is all presented in one or two of my previous ET Yoga programs, and clearly prove that this technology is off planet and in violation of multiple treaties in the universe, as well as Annika's attempt to present this information to as many councils in the Pleiades, as well as other star systems. And there's no mention about any meeting on Ganymede. And by the way, this meeting on Ganymede never even brought up this ongoing genocide of humanity. Like, nothing. It's about whether or not they're going to be contacting Earth, and apparently, according to the article, that's being put off, and that somehow they're just changed the timeline so we're all in the same timeline and don't have to do anything. I think Alex Collier is saying that basically what has to happen right now is people got to get off their butt and start saying no to what's going on. And I think that the whole idea that he's been presenting is that the sovereignty for humanity, that's his key point, that we need to be telling government what we want as a people, and not the government telling us what to do. Not to mention what's happening in America, the land of the free. How about the freedom to speak? What's going on with all this censorship that's happening? Like, how come everybody that has a brain has to have be on alternative news and go to Odyssey and BitChute and Rumble and Ban Video and every place else, because the truth is being censored left, right, and center, and all we're getting is the fact-check version of what's going on. What about the freedom to worship with these, some places have these forced lockdowns of churches. What about the freedom to vote with the election machine fraud and the rigging? What about the freedom of medical choice? No vaccine mandate. I mean, as far as I know, it's illegal. These jabs were approved as emergency only. In fact, they were never really approved. They're for emergency only, and nobody can mandate a nano gene therapy to anyone, and especially using a coercion of loss of job and this kind of stuff to force down some medical procedures. What about the freedom to travel? How about quarantines or checkpoints or requirements to fly, the freedom to participate in society with these vaccine passports. the freedom to engage in a free market transaction without government interference? What about the right to breathe? What, trying to tell people that they got to shut off their... We know these masks are detrimental to health. And in fact, even the right to exist. Without the medical and big pharma basically involved with the genocide. I mean, do you think that it's time that that humanity pushed back? I think this is the main message that I'm getting from Alex Collier. And it certainly doesn't jive with the information that's being presented around this whole meeting that, and if there was a meeting, and that's the thing about disinformation, it always has elements of truth in it. But I'm just saying that from my perspective, on AT Yoga, there's got to be a lot more proof and multiple sources confirming a lot of this stuff that appears to me is all red flags. So anyway, I thought I'd pass that on to my listeners because as much as I'd like to see a major consciousness in this universe involved with our solar system, I don't think the message is do nothing and hope. And as Alex Collier clearly stated multiple times in the last video I saw of his, hope is not a strategy. I'd like to also at this point in time wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health and abundance, and your success in the ascension process, which is happening as we speak. And I don't think anybody informed Earth that her ascension has been canceled. And also your success in navigating the solar flash when that occurs. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A, which was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And basically, you put your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you could do that once or 10 times, whatever feels comfortable. Main thing is become the spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.